You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
They got back together, and then the Kallah, after 6 months, gave birth, and the baby was born, and they named him
Tuvia.
Very nice. Tuvia. So as we are informed, Moshe Malom Shalom had 10 names. So now the code that we have, it says that they noticed that he's good. He's tov. And the reason that they recognized that he's tov, it was
light.
The light went on.
Without a timer.
Yeah, without a timer, right, exactly. And then the other reason was?
It was bigger than normal.
No, you don't call good sized people tov. You know, you have to go on a diet. Because they didn't call him Ohel. That's why. Right, they didn't call him Ohel, so they save a lot of money for catering and so on. So here we see how the sages, they learn that the house filled up with light. We see at the time of the creation, Ribono Shel Olam mentions that Vayar Elokim et Haor Kitov. So he says in the beginning of the creation that Hashem looked at the light, that is good. So now here our sages learn, because here it says Tov at the time of birth of Tuvia. So then at the time of creation also Hashem referred to the light as a Tov. So that means there's a connection here. The light was Tov, so here it says Tov, so the means when Moshe Avraham Shalom was born, brought such a light in the house.
So the same light of the creation?
Not really, but the house became full of light. So now, we have a proof about this matter, that when Batya happened to see Moshe, to meet with him. It says in the Torah, Vatir Ehu means?
She will see?
No, she saw her. She saw him. Vatir Ehu. But I should say, actually, Vatire Oto. That's the right grammar. So Rashi Kedush explains that the reason that this term has been used, Vatir'ehu, that means she saw the Shekhinah that was with Moshe. Vatir'ehu, that she saw the Shekhinah that was with Moshe Ben Adam Shem. So here we see that there's a proof that when Moshe Ben Adam Shem was born, the house was filled with light, and then we see Batya also noticed the Shekhinah was with Moshe Rabbeinu Alam Shalom. So now here we see, after 3 months, Yocheved decided that we have to take Moshe out. Why? Why? Sorry?
It's
bigger? What bigger? What science has anything to do with it?
The guards would come and check.
How did they know?
9 months.
How would they know?
Because he was born in 6 months. So 9 months they come and check the house. It was time to...
How would they know? How would they, when she was pregnant, and how would they know that she's 9 months? They had a ledger?
Yes, of course.
They knew?
Yes.
About how months of pregnancy she's going through?
Yes.
Who told you these things?
I think the Gemara said it.
I know, but how does the Gemara know? How would they know 15 million people that when they're going to give birth? How would they know such a thing?
Good question.
I need a good answer.
They probably had guards in the Jewish neighborhoods and kept track of who's pregnant. And
they would know, like, when a lady became pregnant?
They had a spy brother for every area.
I understand, but how would the spy know when the lady became pregnant? Would they would?
No.
Maybe because the Jews were so fruitful, they would get pregnant every day, like if it was after the 9 months.
Yeah, six at the time, yeah. They're like they had six, you know, they had the play, you know, preschool and, you know, nursery in the back of their house, you know, B'liayin Ara. But here, the point of matter here is that Yocheved Ara Shalom was aware that in Somchim Ala Nes, meaning that we are not permitted to rely on our Zochuyot and believe that miracle is going to take place. So now, because she didn't want to risk her baby life, so now, after 3 months, she took him out. So this is a very important concept in Judaism. It should not be boosted up for whatever that we do, good things and the holy matters, that you should not fear that I have enough merits to be guarded. And actually, it works the other way around, because if you rely on your merits and you do something that you're not supposed to do and you put yourself in a type of risky circumstances, you will lose your merits. So now here, there is an interesting way of when the basket was constructed. How did she do it?
She put tar inside and outside of the basket.
Tar inside?
Yes.
Inside?
Inside.
Wait. But does that healthy for baby? Yeah? Is it healthy?
No.
Even for the adult, it's not healthy. No, Chas v'Shalom, the tar was not inside.
Only outside?
But somebody told you it's inside?
Outside is inside too.
No, Chas v'Shalom. Are you sure it's inside?
What is said? Is it inside or outside? Only outside.
No, till now I was thinking it has to be outside.
Okay.
But we can take a walk here.
No, we don't need water. Outside is good enough.
That's good. But what is it saying in the Torah? What does it say in the Torah?
Let's open up the first see what it says.
You don't trust me?
No, I trust you.
So v'tachmirah v'chutz, nachas v'shalom inside. Why? Because Rashi HaKadosh says the tzaddik, the baby tzaddik, should not be, God forbid, uncomfortable with the terrible smell of the tar. And we have a similar matter in the Torah. Where do we have such a thing? Try.
Only Yosef knows about this. What happened to Yosef?
What happened?
Joseph, they were carrying the
Samu. The caravan?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what we need to know that the caravan of the Yishmaelim they were carrying fragments. Why do we need to do this? To know about this. Sadiq?
Yeah.
They're going to go take him to the Mizraim, sell him in a slave bazaar.
That's part of the destiny.
Sorry?
Part of the destiny.
What difference does it make? You smell for a couple of hours besamim. What does it matter? It matters!
Affect the neshama, to the smell.
Neshama? Yeah. You hold your nose.
No, I can't.
Why not?
2 hours, 3 hours.
Put your head out of the window.
And neshama is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to smell good.
Fine, you know.
Smell.
It's a caravan, it's not like a limousine that has window. You know, that you can put your head outside. Why? We have to know about this. Why? Here we learn a very, very powerful message, and it is that how accurate the programming of Ribbono Shel Olam is all about. How detailed it is, and every step is only the supervision of Ribbono Shel Olam, meaning that even though Yusuf HaSaddiq, because of what he committed, he had to go through this process to pay back. It's called his tikkun. But here, this part was not part of the program. That means the Ribbono Shel Olam arranged from Shamayim when Yusuf HaSaddiq must be taken to Egypt. So he ordered a limousine with a bar in the back. So at least on the way to get there, would not go through Yisurim. So that means, in any way, whatever that happens in your life, you have to know it's all been programmed accurately to the dot.
Yes.
It's not that something just happened. Something took place. There's no such a thing. And here we see the Mushabal Mushalam. How long was placed on the ocean? How long?
How?
How long Mushabal Mushalam was placed on the ocean?
Maybe 2 hours, 1 hour.
You're guessing?
Yes.
Why are you guessing?
Long enough.
How long? Not alone?
No, because the sister followed.
So how long? Day, two, three, week?
Mm.
No?
Not a day, for sure.
So how long?
A few minutes.
Few minutes?
Yeah.
Few minutes.
What is the Gemara Haram?
Here we see Miriam Hanavia decided to follow her little baby brother. It says, Vatitatsav Achoto Merachok. How old was she anyway? I'm asking you hard questions today. How long? How old? How old was Moe Miriam and Evia?
12.
12? That young?
Yeah.
Huh? Five? Who told you five? 5 year old?
Seven.
And she worked as a midwife at age of five? Really?
Seven?
So we have 12. 5, 7, can I add about?
9?
So we have 9?
Nine.
So we have 2 9s. 1 7, 1 12, and 1 5. Any other ideas?
What is the jackpot?
מים הנביאה עלה השלום, זכותה מורל עלינו, she was 5 years old.
Yeah.
She was a midwife. And also we see she followed her brother. So now here is an interesting point. It says, Vatitatsav achoto merachok. What is Vatitatsav? This term means? It's not a term that is used like she ran after, or she ran after, or she waited after. The Torah uses a very interesting term. It says, Vatitatsav. You familiar with this term? Does it ring a bell? Sorry? Any term similar to this that you ever heard? No. Yatsiv. You know what Yatsiv means? Yatsiv? Yatsiv is steady. That means it's not shaky. Yatsiv. That's where the term comes from. So, Vatitatsav achotu merachot. Here is a very beautiful, powerful message, and it is. Chatam v'kala, they got back together because of? Miyam HaNeviya. Because Abraham was the leader when he decided that, what's the use of bringing children to this world? This vicious man is going to grab him and chas v'shalom harm him. So now his little girl, 4 years old, comes to Abba and says, Abba, you didn't want some Paro. Paro made a decree on the boys. But what you're doing is even worse. There's no girl and there's no boy. What was the response of Amram? What did he do? He listened to his 4-year-old girl. Can you believe this? The leader of 15 million people. The 4-year-old girl comes and says, Abba, you're making a mistake. What would you tell your daughter? Go play with your toys. Leave me alone. The ice cream is in the freezer. Would you listen to your little girl? Here we see the gadlut, the greatness of Amram, Alav Shalom. You know what that is? That you decree that the whole Am Yisrael, all of a sudden, they became all single. Everybody. Everybody became single. And then all of a sudden, the next day, then, you see, hey, there's a new email. What happened? Miriam Hanum changed her Abba's idea. So now Gemara says, I'm going to point. Says after they placed Meshavim Alav Shalom on the ocean, Amram came and gave a little bit of harsh rebuke to Miriam HaNeviya. So he told her, you told me to come back to your mother, and you know I'm doing worse than the power. Oh, look at this. See what happened to you? Little baby brother. So now, what kind of feeling it gives you? You convince your Abba that he's doing something wrong. But now you see that whatever that you try to do and convince your Abba didn't work. So now your baby brother is placed on the ocean. So now that's why the Torah is teaching us at age of 5. Vatitatsav means yatsiv. What does it mean? She didn't let any doubts in her system
That's what Zohar is bringing such a term to tell us how yatziv she was. So that means she didn't regret what she did and convince her Abba. So that's why she went after the basket to see what's going to happen. This is Batitatzav Achoto Merachot. As we go through this portion every morning, you don't say?
Chana we say, in Hakat Achor, Yitzchak we say, where we say this one?
Is after Shemana.
You don't say?
Yes.
You go to Shacharit sometimes? Yeah? Aram Vavim Alam Shalom, at the time of Agadat Yitzchak, he says, Vayar Et HaMagom, Hasek Baruch, Merachor, what does Magom mean?
Makom means
this
place.
No, yeah, you're right. But the Makom means?
Asher.
Ribono Shel Olam. He said, Rabbeinu Vayar Et HaMakom. As soon we're going to go through the Haggadah. The Haggadah says, Ribono Shel Olam, it's not that. The earth is placed on Hashem, but that means the earth actually is part of the Hashem. That means Hashem had to make a space to place the earth inside whatever that the vacuum was created. So now here, Abraham Avinu says, "Vayar et hamagom merachov." That means he didn't create any doubt in his system to do what he needs to do. Why? Because he saw the Hashem from far away. So here, exactly the same thing. So Vatitatzav Achato Merachok. So that means she was so yatzit. So sure that everything is going to be
fine.
How long did it take? About an hour. 1 hour. Yeah. Have you ever heard about a gentleman named Norman Larson? No? You heard?
Yeah, long time, 20 years.
And well, what do you hear about him?
Maybe he was a criminal.
You never heard about him?
A Jewish?
No. You know, sometimes the hinge on the door becomes squeaky. What do you use?
WD-40?
Well, what does that mean? WD-40. What is the color WD?
Window dressing?
No.
It's the name of the person.
No. The WD is abbreviation of?
What?
Water displacement.
Water?
Water displacement.
Interesting.
Yeah, for lubricating.
Yeah.
This gentleman wanted to come up with this with invention, and he tried it 39 times. And then he didn't give up, and the 40th time, it happened. So now, that's why the product is called WD?
40.
40.
It's a true story, huh? What do you mean,
true story? That's what happened. What's a true story? That's how it came about. No, I didn't make it up for you. No, that's what exactly happened. So he wanted to make a water displacement for lubricating. He tried it 39 times. It happened. Elef Abdalot, Kala Gedosh. That's why Moshe Abraham Shalom had to go to Shammai 40 times.
I mean 40 days,
yeah. But here, the point of matter here is that in life, that's what sometimes happens to us. You try and try and try and try. And then he say, but what's wrong? I tried. What do you want from me? You know, Chas v'Shalom. People say this. You know, maybe Hashem doesn't want Chas v'Shalom. But here is a trap that you get into, you get stuck into, and you say, I did. What was that I was supposed to do?
And that's it. But here we learn, Vatetatzav achoto merachor yatsib. He didn't create any doubts in her system. They should fine. And if it was not because of his yatsivut to follow and keep track of her baby brother, what would happen to Moshe? Would we have Moshe back? Wouldn't happen.
We would have stopped because Moshe wouldn't drink the milk of the...
No, but he would be like involved in the palace and so on, and then you wouldn't know anything about him. But the point here is that she didn't give up. She went after him. Even that the circumstances was not promising at all. But she didn't give up. She went forward. And that's what the message here for us is. In no matter any circumstances that we are at,
don't give up. You have to go forward.
And you see how the Geula, without Hashem, is going to come about. This case, is like you're talking about.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.